The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, get up and amongst it. It is a Feel Good Friday. Good morning, Stephen.
Woo! Let's go. Ready for the weekend.
Yeah, you are. Look at that grin on your face. What's on for your weekend?
My parents are in town from Perth. Well, I say in town. They're making me trek to Sydney. Not really halfway. They could have, you know.
Yeah, they could have come a bit closer.
That's it. That's what I reckon. Anyway, no, it'll be very good to see them. So after they show, I'll be heading down the M1 to go see me folks.
That'll be nice.
What about you? Much on?
I'm also visiting my parents down on the Central Coast.
Oh, there you go.
Which is good. Yeah, I haven't seen them for a while. Just Saturday night, gonna head down there, a little dinner and stuff would be great.
Treat yourself.
I deserve it. Working hard, you know. What about you, Jess? How are you? What are you up to?
I'm good. Not a lot, actually. I'm going to like a footy fundraiser tomorrow night, That's about it.
Is that gonna be out Singleton Way? Or locally Newcastle?
No, up the valley.
Yeah, nice. Very good. Very good. Well, see, weather-wise, looks pretty nice for the weekend. So,
yeah, the rain that was predicted is almost gone.
Yeah, that's right. So I think it's going to be a great weekend all round as we get into your Feel Good Friday.
Let's go.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Origin Energy, Jess, coming up against some speed bumps, I suppose.
Well, yes and no. Yesterday, they got a bit of a win because the federal government put $70 million for them and their partners, Orica, for the Hunter Valley Hydrogen Hub.
Just a bit of a win.
So that will cover all of the construction of the infrastructure that they need to build the hydrogen hub here at Kooragang Island.
Mm-hmm.
They signed a memorandum of understanding last year to kind of get the process underway. So now they've got the cash and construction will start in 2025 on the project. That'll produce up to 5,500 tonne of renewable hydrogen each year.
Wow, that is big news and a big win for our area, really.
Yeah, it's huge. The Climate Change and Energy Minister, Chris Bowen's been here the last couple of days. He made that announcement yesterday. The day before was out at the Port of Newcastle making another couple of announcements on the Hunter Offshore Wind Farm and another energy project that's getting underway at the port. So lots happening this week.
Absolutely. Now, next we've got it's an important game. The Aberglass and Ants Ladies League team playing against the West Maitland for the inaugural Lynn and Scott Memorial Shield tomorrow.
Yes, this is something that the Aberglass and Ants put together in memory of Lynn and Scott, who tragically died in the Greta bus crash back on June 11. Lynn actually played with the Ants at Aberglass and before she made the move to AFL in Singleton. So the Ants have put together this memorial shield that, as you said, they'll be playing at West Maitland for tomorrow. They're going to have raffles and silent auctions and all sorts of things tomorrow as well. And all the money raised from that will go to Lynn and Scott's family. Also on Sunday, they're going to be having another fundraiser. Of course, the Ants lost one of their players during an on-field incident last month, Brody Pearson. So they're going to be holding a fundraiser on Sunday to raise money for his family. So it's going to be a huge weekend for the Ants and everyone involved there.
Absolutely. And look, hopefully they raise as much money as possible for some, a couple of families that really need it.
God, they've had a rough run, haven't they?
Oh.
The old Ants.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful stuff. Hopefully it's a good event a couple of events this weekend. Thanks for that, Jess.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, of course, Crevo. All week we've been giving people the chance to get themselves this little getaway, I guess. Coastal vibes at a Hampton-style beach house. Thanks to our friend Stayport Stevens.
That's right. And we've had a squeeze at this house and it looks pretty nice, doesn't it?
Oh, pretty flash. Like we said before, I think that little promo mentions it. You'd be like walking distance from the beach.
Nice.
I don't know if you want to leave the place. It'd be very luxurious.
The comfort of a Hampton-style beach house near the beach. Oof, it's an absolute yes from me at all points.
It'd be a nice weekend, wouldn't it be? Cheeky,
oh, sure.
Nice weekend away, of course. And if you want to get this double, you know, well, two-night stay, sorry, filling up to eight people. Well, you and eight people total, so you and seven others.
There we go. We got there in the end.
Sorry.
Seven and one is
it's
eight.
It's early, yeah. Seven and one is eight. You're correct. You can register at newfm.com.au because we're giving one away a week for the next couple of weeks. So
that's
you want
right.
to get involved.
Register as soon as possible because everyone likes free stuff, myself included.
And I. That's
yeah, that's
us.
It. Oh, there we go. So all of that, of course, to play for. Get on there, newfm.com.au, and register now as you wake up with the Novos. Here's a bit of a chance to make some cash, some quick, easy money. If you know somebody, right, who's a bloke who'll be a good eligible bachelor.
Oh, okay. Bit of a setting up your friend situation.
That's right. For some easy cash. This lady, she's a lawyer, so and she's very good looking, 35 years of age. She's looking for a husband at the moment, right?
Right.
And she's put this thing on TikTok saying, if you introduce me to my husband and I marry him, I'll give you $7,000.
Wow, such a specific amount.
Well, I think it's $5,000 US. So
oh,
work
right,
it out.
Okay, yeah.
$7,500 Australian.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And all you got to do is introduce them, and as soon as, this is in her words, as soon as the marriage certificate is signed, I will pay you the referral bonus.
This is such an odd story, isn't it?
Isn't it strange? It was a very, like, corporate culture type situation, isn't it?
And also, like, I'm sure she's a lovely lady. But if she, like, she's a lawyer, well put together, good looking.
Yep.
Why can't she find her own partner?
Well, what she said is since COVID, dating culture's changed. This is her word. She
right.
said, essentially, since COVID is, since COVID, guys aren't, like, swiping seriously on the apps. They're just looking for a good time. They're not looking for something serious. And also, guys are afraid to approach you in public.
Yeah, well, that I understand that. It is a difficult time to try and navigate, I suppose. Yeah, very interesting.
But also...
So she's sick and tired of basically getting played around on the apps.
I guess so. But she's also... I mean, when you put a monetary, like, incentive out there, it's, I guess it's not quite enough to set it up as a scam, is there?
What do you mean by that?
Like, say a couple of guys, one of them sets up the referral.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not, like, quite enough for that, but it's just enough that if you know someone eligible, you might try and introduce them. Like,
well, I'm
bonus.
Already rattling some names through my head, you know, of people I know.
Well, you just want the $7,000. Like, it's simple.
No,
who
no,
doesn't?
No, no. I'm a true romantic at heart.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, my motives are all pure, I promise.
Or do you like $7,000?
Yeah, I do like $7,000.
Me too. In fact, I had to think, who do I know that's around that age that would be good for her?
Do you reckon you'd have to, like, if I set you up, would we have to split it together?
Well, first of all, I'd have to get a divorce, which I don't think my wife would be too happy with.
No, hypothetical. In this hypothetical world.
Right. Well, no, I don't think so. I think the money all goes to the referrer because the person who gets married, they get the prize of getting married.
Oh, right. And that is the true prize.
Exactly.
Wow, you'll be in the good books this weekend, Greg.
They found love. What more do you want in life, right? So there you go. If you want to try and get yourself some easy money, her name is Tilly Coulson, C-O-U-L-S-O-N. Find her on TikTok. You sort the whole thing out. Get yourself paid.
There you go. Easy money. How good is that?
That's what we're all about here. New FM.
New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Cremo, feel good Friday.
Yes.
Let's give away some free stuff. That's what I reckon. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Is that what you're feeling?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do it. Of course, if you're new to the show, this is a segment we play every morning, Early Bird Gets the Worm. It's called Three of a Kind. Basically, it's a battle of speed and wit, you and one other Nova Castri battling to try and, I guess, decipher the pattern between three items. You do it quicker than your opponent, you win some free stuff.
Yeah, that's right. We say three words. You think, what's the theme between them and say it out.
So if I were to say to you, for example, Monopoly, Scrabble, Pictionary.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Board games.
Board games would be the answer. It is really that simple. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you're up to that on your Friday morning, leading into your weekend, we can give you some nice prizes.
Yeah, so if you win this morning, this is what you get. First of all, two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew Johnstone for the Knights versus the Tigers tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Going to be a big win for the Knights.
That it is. And you're also in the draw for this. How about that? A girls' night out for four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. Get your tickets now from Eventbrite.
So, what you need to do, give us a call right now, 4967405, to get your weekend off to an absolute fly. We need two battlers on the air for three of a kind on the other side of this.
4967-4105, call New FM now.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novo's three of a kind.
Yeah, and of course, it is your Feel Good Friday, so let's kickstart your weekend. Let's get off to an absolute bang with three of a kind, of
yes.
course. Plenty of free stuff up for grabs this morning as we pit two Nova Castrians in a battle against each other of, like, wit, speed, intelligence. It's really not that serious, is it?
It is.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think, you know, we like to make it nice and easy. People are getting up. They're still going in the morning. It's a bit slow going. We make it nice and simple.
That's right. Now, if you haven't heard this game, we give you three things. You need to figure out what is the theme between those three things. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three.
All right, let's meet the people vying for these prizes, of course. Kobe's back from Raymond Terrace. Hey, Kobe.
Hey, mate.
Are you feeling confident?
Third time's got to be a charm, doesn't it?
Yes, it's the magic number. That's what we've always
said. You got this.
Well, up against you this morning from Bolton Point, we've got Gary. Hey, Gary.
Morning, how are we?
Very well, mate.
Brilliant.
Friday. No complaints. What could you even complain about? Now, before we get into three of a kind this morning, let's, of course, test the technology, sorry. Your name is your buzzer. Let's test your buzzer first, Kobe. Yeah, lovely. Cool. Gary. Yeah.
It's all working.
I get it.
Here we go.
What's going on? All right, best luck to both gentlemen this morning. Your first set of three is Hilo, Soy, Skim.
Kobe. Gary.
Kobe, quicker.
Types of milk.
Yeah, correct. On the money. Congratulations, Kobe. Got the first point.
You're on the scoreboard.
All right. Your next one is police, ambulance, fire truck.
Kobe.
Gary.
Kobe, quicker.
Emergency services.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's done it. Third time is the charm. You have to see the Knights tonight, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
You're very welcome. You see, it's as simple as that. Now, Gary, there'll be new prizes next week.
Knights are back at home next week as
That's
well.
That's right. Can we get you back on board for Monday for another shot as our runner-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Done and dusted. There we go. Simple as that. See, we'll be playing same time on Monday.
I love giving away free stuff on a Friday.
So
I just love it. It feels so good going into the weekend.
You know who else loved it? Kobe.
Yeah. Winners are grinners. Crevo, the robots, they're taking over.
I know.
It's a scary time to be alive.
Look, you know, some people used to vacuum their own houses. Now a robot does it.
I know. It's just, I mean, where does it stop?
Well, great question.
Because something's come across my desk over the last week, which I'm not sure you're aware of. Have you seen Deepfake Neighbour Wars?
No, not at all.
So it's
no
a show that was
is.
On ITV in
okay.
the UK. You can see it on SBS in Australia, I'm fairly certain.
Like probably their SBS On Demand or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And where it takes us is to Uncanny Valley, which is this fictional, like, setting
yeah.
in which all your favourite celebrities live. So Beyonce, Billie Eilish, Priyanka Chopra's there. So all the big name celebrities all live. Mark Zuckerberg, they all live together in Uncanny Valley.
Okay.
And they have all these conflicts as neighbours, right? So massive, massive cast. And you watch it and you think, wow, the budget for this must be unreal.
Mm.
None of the stars are actually in it. They're all AI deepfakes.
Now, this is so interesting because the Uncanny Valley also refers to this idea, like a philosophical idea, that describes when human-like appearance and a robot object sort of like crossover.
Oh, so a bit of wordplay there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah. Where and people feel like there's a point where you feel uneasy because you know it's robots, but your brain's not letting you believe that.
Oh, okay. So yeah. There you go. That's like, I didn't even realise that. Another yeah. level, I guess,
yeah,
to this show.
Yeah, so it's a TV show about all the, like a fictional place, as you said, with all these celebrities living together. Right.
But none of the celebrities are actually acting in it. So that all of it's AI generated. So all the footage, all the voices, everything. And like, I'm not sure how they've they must have legally ticked all the boxes. You know, someone like ITV wouldn't be going around just willy-nilly putting something together like this. But Nicki Minaj is featured in the most recent episode with Tom Holland.
Right.
And she's tweeted, "Help, what in the AI shape-shifting cloning conspiracy theory is this? I hope the whole internet gets deleted after seeing her episode. Because it looks like her, sounds like her. She has nothing to do with it."
So she's not, she hasn't signed off on anything. It's just suddenly there's an episode with her in it.
And she's going, "Oh my God, what's going on here?" So I'll play you a bit of a clip of it. It's her and Tom Holland in it together.
Okay.
And
Keep in mind, this is two robots talking, not the actual actors. This is unbelievable. Have a listen to this.
"We had just got back from our honeymoon.
A homecoming.
Tom drops his bags, and then I started following right behind him like this.
The first thing I noticed was this horrible sort of boiled egg smell."
Sounds like them.
Yeah. And when you look at the footage that you've just shown me there, looks like them too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's harder to convey over radio, of course, the visual aspect of this show.
Yeah.
But it looks like them. Like, when I first saw this, I thought it was them. You could have fooled me. What a scary time.
Well, and this isn't only the start. They'll only get even better at it, which means you could watch a movie with an actor and you think, oh, they've done a terrible job. But it wasn't even them. It was a robot doing it.
It's just weird, isn't it?
It
makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Mm.
I don't know where I sit on this.
You've entered the uncanny valley.
I've entered the uncanny valley.
You feel uncomfortable. It's exactly what it is.
Oh, I don't like it.
I really don't. The future is very strange.
Damn! The Novos, new FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, it is a feel-good Friday. You know what else feels good, Stephen?
What's that?
Giving away free money. We've got $400 for a Friday for trivia check. All you have to do is answer one question correctly. That's how easy it is.
I'd make a pretty good weekend, wouldn't it?
$400 just straight in the wallet. Yes, please.
Don't mind if I do. Like you said, of course, that's happening after 7. Up next, though, Crevo, we head out west from where I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
Over Perth. Yeah, where apparently the young fellas too soft to be tradies. So, what we're going to do is get some soft, I guess, apprentice stories on the air next. So if you got one, hold it, lock it.
Get it ready to go. Yeah,
because we'll be chatting about it more next.
You can trade it for prizes, probably.
Now, Crevo, you've brought a story to me. I guess you're giving me a bit of a hard time in studio.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Because apparently out west, which is, of course, where I was born and raised, in Perth.
Yeah, Perth, a little country town over there called Perth.
They're built a bit softer than over here, apparently.
Well, this is the story that's come up, right? So it says here that, essentially, they're struggling to find apprentices because young people are too soft to do the apprenticeship.
Right.
And this is on the front page of, what's the paper? The West Australian. The West Australian. The kids are too soft to be tradies is the headline. And it's turning into a full skills shortage.
Well, it's a front page story. Like, it's literally got itself the full front page.
Like the whole thing. And then they've got like the one tough apprentice that they found a photo of with his like working cattle dog on the back of a ute. So they found one that was good to go and the rest of them they couldn't find. And that got us thinking, have you had a soft apprentice that just didn't last the distance? Because we'd love to hear your stories on this because it's a bit of fun for a feel-good Friday.
And maybe you knew from the first day. They rocked up. It was a little wet fish handshake. You thought, oh, this is trouble. This is.
Nothing worse than a limp, wet, sweaty handshake, is there?
I'm sure there's plenty of stories out there of, yeah, blokes maybe trying to hack it for a week, 2 weeks, and then think, this isn't for me.
No.
The early mornings, you know, the tough yakka. Maybe all they want to do is stay up late with their mates and play video games. Like, you know, they're too tired in the morning. All that kind of gear.
They just can't handle it. My dad's a carpenter, and I remember when I was younger, he had this apprentice or someone helping him out, hoping to, like, sign up for an apprenticeship.
Yep.
Lasted 2 days.
Wow.
Couldn't handle, he said, like, the heavy lifting. And my dad was, like, late 50s at this point.
Yeah.
And this young kid who was like 19 or whatever couldn't handle it, like carrying the timber and stuff. And God, he was too sore on day two. And that was it. Couldn't handle it.
Wow. Done. Forget a career. Forget a 40-year career.
Yeah. You're day two, you're out. So he didn't even get to sign up to be an apprentice. But that's the kind of story we're after.
Yeah, of course. 4967 4050. They'll be in the Soft Apprentice Stories. And there's some prizes up for grabs today, Crevo.
That there is. So you'll be in the draw for a family pass to Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. Great little school holiday situation. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including a drink on arrival for the Sydney Hot Shots at Mayfield Hotel, Friday, July 21st. So perhaps you can give that to the missus, that sort of thing.
They'll get you in the good books.
Exactly.
4967405. Come on, do it. Let's have a bit of fun on Friday. Dob in those soft apprentices because I want to hear just how soft, I guess, this new crop coming through have gotten.
That's right. Did they drop out straight away or did it take them a little while to warm up and finally be able to become a proper apprentice? We'll get your stories on the air next. 4967-4105.
Feel good Friday!
So you wake up with the Novos here on UFM, and we are talking about soft apprentice stories. If you've got one, 4967-4105. Chance to dob one in, perhaps, who's on the job this morning.
This comes after, from my neck of the woods, where I was born anyway, Perth.
Yeah.
There's a big story on the front of the West Australian, basically just calling out the younger generation. They're too soft to be tradies. They're struggling to find apprentices because they just can't hack it in the trade field.
That's right.
Now, I've seen a story as well come from Perth, actually, coincidentally.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine's like a boilermaker, and so he had like an apprentice as well. Well, like an apprentice for his company, which he was looking after.
Sure.
Now, this apprentice did like 2 days or something like that. 3 days, maybe.
Yeah.
Was told multiple times, you're not allowed to vape while you're like actually working the machinery.
Right.
You know, like you can
well,
do
it's a
it
bit
like,
dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. You can do it while you smoke, while you're like standing around, do it on smoko, no dramas. You're not allowed to vape though while you're actually trying to do your job because it's distracting. Anyway, he kept complaining about this, moaning, blah, blah, blah. Decided it wasn't for him. So instead of coming to the boss and being like, oh, thanks for the opportunity, you know, I'm going to try something else. Yeah, I'm going to look for different stuff to do. He got his mum to come in, drop the uniform at the boss's door and say, my son's not coming back in and left. He didn't even do it himself. Got mum to come in and do it.
Well, such a chicken. Like, that's terrible. Jack's also messaged us on Instagram, and you can at any time, @thenovos_, and said, we had a bloke come in to do some concreting, start his apprenticeship. He only lasted a day. Just found the work too hard.
Yeah, 4967-4105. These are the stories, of course, we're chasing. Should we head to the phones?
Let's do it.
All right, we've got Greenkeeper Pete on the line. Hey, how are you, Pete?
Good, thank you, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Oh, mate, great. Feel good Friday. How can you be complaining?
TGIFF, hey?
Yeah,
That's it. Now, tell us about the soft apprentice, mate, or the soft tradie.
Mate, the best one I've heard. Obviously, greenkeeping with Bowen Greens, you top test quite regularly.
Yeah.
The old apprentice has been there for about 4 or 5 days, and we're top dressing a green, and next thing he disappears and this lady turns up. He didn't like doing the wheelbarrow, so he rang his mum to come and do the wheelbarrow for him.
No, and well, his mum came and did it.
Unbelievable. I've seen some things in my time, but that took the cake.
Yeah, that's amazing. And how long has he been working there now?
No, he didn't last much longer after that.
Yeah, his mum probably got sick of it. Don't blame him. You can't bring your mum to work. That's outrageous.
That's a crack up.
Yeah, definitely.
Unbelievable. That's crazy.
You know you're in all sorts when your mum shows up to help out.
Well, I don't think my mum would do it. If I rocked up and said, Mum, you need to do the wheelbarrow for me at work, can't be bothered, she'd be like, get next, go out there and do your job.
Do your own job. That's what you paid for.
That's unbelievable.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Get in amongst it with $400 this morning just by answering one trivia question.
I feel good Friday. $400 in your back pocket.
You'd be feeling better than good. You'd be on top of the world.
It'd be, you know, you stop by Dan Murphy's on the way home from work.
Oh, wouldn't you?
You're not in the bargain bin. No. You're not in the bloody $4 bottles of wine.
You're not, you know, scourging your way through expired cans of cider.
Yeah, Mr. Dan Murphy's worker. Yeah. Open this one up, thanks. Yeah. Need to get to the lock stuff. Yeah. That's what you'd be doing.
Absolutely. Straight to the cool room. I'll just have a whole case of that.
4967405. Like we said, one question this morning between you and $400 in your back pocket for Trivia Check.
Oh, that's right. If you want to do it, call now. 4967-4105. Drink responsibly, of course. and we'll play Trivia Check up next here at 105.3 New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, this is where we give you the chance this morning to win $400 for your Feel Good Friday.
If you don't mind.
Just for answering one trivia question correctly.
Doesn't get much easier than that, does it?
So simple. One question and you could have $400 slip straight into your pocket.
All right, well, let's not muck around. No. I want to give this away. Should we meet the person who's vying for this cash this morning?
Yeah, I'm done mucking around. Here we go.
Let's go to Gilston Heights. We've got Teresa on the line. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Got much planned for your weekend?
No, not a lot.
Oh, we're about to change that. Yes. Hopefully there's a party on the way. $400. You'd have a pretty big weekend, surely.
Oh, well, we are having a 21st at our house tonight, so...
Ah. Is it for yourself or...?
No, my son.
Oh, right, right. Very good. Well, that'll be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
She says very, very trepidatiously.
Yeah, she's a bit worried about that one, clearly. The clean-up could be...
Yeah.
$400 could go to cleaners for the weekend, perhaps. All right, one question, of course, between you and that $400, Teresa. A five-second timer as well. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, best of luck. Your question this morning is, what is the longest river in South Africa?
The Nile.
Is that correct? No, unfortunately not. What were you after there, Stephen?
We're looking for the Orange River. Anyone ever heard of that?
No.
I haven't, have you?
Nah.
Teresa?
I've never heard of it.
There you go. Three no's in the studio.
Exactly.
I guess we'll always remember it now.
Exactly. We definitely will. Apple River. Heard all about it. Orange River.
Never heard of it. Bravo, all week we've been giving away the chance to have a cheeky girls' night out, of course, for four people at the Sydney Hotshots Mayfield Hotel next Friday, this time next week, basically.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fantastic night, of course. Now, the type of thing that these people do is, you know, they're out there, they're dancing, everyone's having a good time, right?
Well, exactly, and I thought, who better to tell us what we can expect from this than the ringleader, the host of the Sydney Hotshots? We've got Paul on the line. Morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you going?
We are very well excited for next week's show, of course. What can the people of Newcastle expect?
Well, we've got a new team of guys coming up, and they're going to be dancing without their pants, and they're going to have some fun. We've got a cracking new two-hour show, so there's heaps of stuff. We've got acrobatics, we've got costumes, we've got music from all genres. We've got lots of games, we've got lots of lap dancing going on, we've got group routines, all that sort of stuff.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great night, for sure.
Well, that's absolutely catered. For a bit of a cheeky girls' night out, that's the audience you're looking for, isn't it? Grab the girlfriends, come along, see the show.
That's it.
Now, throughout the week, I want to run something by you, Paul. We earlier in the week, brought up the idea of maybe we've got a gentleman in the office, our producer, right? His name's Scott. Got a bit of a reputation as a pretty boy. He has been called in the office.
A pretty boy.
The male model. Scott the male model. Now, he's looking for a bit of extra work. I was thinking, maybe if it's okay with you, we'll give him to you for free at this Mayfield show. You can give him a bit of a trial run, a test run.
And see if he's got what it takes to be a hot shot.
We're always looking for new blood, so send him along and... We'll stick him in the show and we'll see how he goes and let the girls judge him.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's it. We'll judge it on cheers. Now, obviously, he hasn't had a lot of time to prepare. Is there something we can sneak him in, a bit of a routine that he'll be able to pick up pretty quick?
Yeah, look, we might chuck him in the fireman, or we've got a SWAT routine, or maybe, there's the hand drive from Grease Lightning we can put him in. We'll think of something.
Oh, it sounds like he's going to be a very busy man. We look forward to it, of course, this time next week. We are giving away tickets, but make sure you get your tickets from Eventbrite as well, of course. That's the place to go. Like we said, next Friday, the 21st at Mayfield Hotel.
Yeah.
Well, and with special guest producer Scott.
Official, exclusive, Paul approved. Thanks so much, Paul. We look forward to seeing you then.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
And Stephen, all this week we've been putting people into the draw for this very exciting escape to this beautiful Hampton-style beach house out at the bay, right?
Well, that's it. For you and up to 8 people as well, you experience all the coastal vibes. A short stroll from the beach, but you never know. Like, park yourself in front of the fire. Oh, you might not want to leave the accommodation.
It's such a beautiful-looking place. I wouldn't blame you if you did.
Well, that's it. And, of course, we are giving away one a week for the next couple of weeks, so you can still register at newfm.com.au. But week one, entries done and dusted. Should we give away this winter getaway to one lucky Novocastrian?
Let's do it right now.
All right, we've got on the line for us right now Emily from Mayfield. How are you, Emily?
Hi, I'm well, thanks.
That's the way. Now, are you in need of a bit of a break, a little bit of time away?
Yes, I would love some time away. It would be amazing.
Okay, well, we might have some good news for you. Like we said, this Hampton Beach-style house, we're giving away 2-night stay for you and up to, well, 7 friends, up to 8 people in total.
Oh, amazing.
If you were to get it, who would be coming with you? Who'd be on the invite list?
Definitely my husband and my children, and maybe even sister and brother-in-law and their children. Could be cool.
Well, that's it. You got to make sure they're in the good books, but you got to make them earn it, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Maybe get a free wash of the car or something like that out of it.
And some babysitting credit.
Absolutely. There we go. Well, guess what? Congratulations. You're our winner.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, we are. We don't muck around here. We're not jolly jokers or anything like that. So you've got yourself a stay out at the bay.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I really didn't think I would win.
Well, there you go. You've got to be in it to win it, of course. And if you want to, like I said, we're doing this for the next couple of weeks. If you want to have a crack, make sure you register, newfm.com.au. And while the sun has been shining, Kriva, it's still been proper cold right across the Hunter, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's been freezing, especially in our house. It just seems to, like, retain the chill.
Not insulated well.
I don't know. Just all the, like, floorboards always seem to be so cold on your feet. And yeah, I don't know. It's just a cold house in general. So one of the perfect lunches when you are, you know, in that chilly weather.
Yeah.
It's, of course, soup and a toasted sandwich.
Lovely.
Right? Like a classic. Mm. So my housemate was indulging in said soup and toasted sandwich. So had the soup, you know, cooked, ready to go, and had the sandwich press with just a cheese sandwich, toasted cheese sandwich in there.
Perfect.
Classic.
Yeah.
But as the sandwich came out, I'm getting ready to indulge in said meal. So I cut the sandwich, cut it in half.
Sure.
But into 2 rectangles instead of triangles.
Wow, that's the better way.
You don't actually believe that, do you?
Triangles are the worst sandwich shape possible.
That's not true.
No, because it's too sharp and pointy.
What especially do you mean it's too sharp and pointy? What does that even mean?
Especially when it's toasted. That thing jabs straight into your mouth. No thanks. Give me a nice, soft rectangle any day of the week.
Well, are you deep throating this triangle or something? What do you mean?
No.
It's pointing at you. What are you on about?
It's just better to have your sandwich cut in a rectangle. It just is. That anyone who does triangles completely do not understand sandwiches and food.
Okay, here's I'll propose this to you, Krivo.
Okay.
And I don't understand the science behind it. But
sure.
When you cut your sandwich in triangles, not only does it taste better, but
wrong.
But you get more sandwich. I don't know how to explain it scientifically.
No, you don't.
More sandwich.
That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Seem to eat less crust. You seem to get more of the middle bit. I don't know the science behind it.
There is no science, because that is completely incorrect.
No.
And has no basis for truth or reality.
No, there is some basis there. I'm just clearly not smart enough to comprehend it. But
no one is, because it doesn't exist.
No, it's
you
the
get
better.
More
it's
just, sandwich.
You How do, it's... and like, I don't know, I just feel like the bite pattern lends itself to a more enjoyable experience. Like, I don't know, just triangles is the way to go.
You are completely mad. You cannot eat a triangular sandwich and enjoy it.
Are you actually just trying to wind me
no,
up?
No, I'm not. Rectangle's heaps better. It's just easier to hold in the hand. It fits better and it works better on a plate. Triangles are just the sandwiches of people that don't understand food.
All right, 4967 4105. Call up to tell Crevo he's wrong, essentially.
If you want.
Do we have prizes up for grabs?
Yeah,
people absolutely give you
all
a spray.
Right. We've got a family pass to Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on now until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. And also, everyone that contributes to the show in the draw to win a girls' night out, four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. Get your own tickets now at Eventbrite if you're wanting to buy them or win them with us.
Of course, 4967405. Call up. Tell Crevo he's absolutely ludicrous because when you have your sandwich, it's got to be triangles.
Rectangles all the way. 4967-4105. Rectangles all the way.
And of course, as per usual, Crevo, only tackling the big topics for your Feel Good Friday. This morning, settling one of the all-time debates. When you have a sandwich, do you cut it into rectangles or triangles? This comes after my housemate had a toasted sandwich yesterday with some soup for lunch and cut it into rectangles, which caused unfathomable rage inside my brain. I couldn't handle it.
Rectangles is better. And you hear you coming out so hard with the triangle chat, right? You're saying, oh, Stephen thinks that triangles are better. No.
Triangles are superior. And if you want to tell Crevo he's wrong, 4967405, of course, the lines are open. Plenty of prizes up for grabs today.
That's right. We've got the family pass, Newcastle Winter Fun Fest. And also, we've got everyone that contributes to the show in the draw for a girls' night out for four people, including drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel. So if you want to get involved, 4967-4105. Now, you were talking about this, and all you've got is your own anecdotal evidence, thinking, oh, that's triangles are better. But here, I've done a bit of proper research.
Right, okay.
And I found this article from Professor Don Devon from Belmont University, who says, when you cut a multi-layered bread snack into triangular shape, you lose flavour and texture due to the geometry. Rectangular is the superior shape, end of. And that's a quote.
Who's this from?
Professor Don Devon.
Don Devon? More like Shmon Shmevin.
Oh, now you're just resorting to mockery.
I just think, I don't understand the science behind it, but I think for some reason you get more sandwich. It's a better bite pattern when you... It just tastes better.
Okay, sure. That isn't evidence. This guy's a proper scientist from Belmont University. Just near Swansea.
Me.
Okay, let's
go... Let's do this once for all,
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Trish, how's Rutherford this morning?
Not too bad, thanks.
That's the way. Now tell us, which is better, triangular or rectangle?
I'm sorry, Trev, it's got to be the triangle. My kids grew up with triangles and my grandkids now eat them, so yeah.
What? You come from a long line of triangle eaters. You've got it wrong. No, that's enough from you.
A family of pedigree. That's what I'd say.
Okay. To Maitland next. Hello, Mel.
How you going?
Good, thanks. What are your thoughts on this, triangle or rectangle?
Triangle all the way. When my mum would do bloody rectangle, triangle. I agree. It's a bite pattern. It's much better.
No? It does, yeah. I don't know how to explain it, like to articulate it properly, but you get less crust somehow.
How you've gotten two at this point is beyond belief. It probably your mates have teed up.
Yeah, definitely that. Let's go to Toronto next. We got Crystal on the line. Morning, Crystal.
Morning, Bonobos. How are you doing?
Very well. Now, tell us, what do you think? Triangle or rectangle? What's the superior way to cut your sandwich?
Triangles all the way. This is why cafes and servos do them in triangles.
That's it. Oh. Right. When you get at the servo, it's never in rectangles, is it?
Yeah, because they don't... Servos. Oh, so well known. Servos so well known for gourmet food. I don't think so.
All right. Well, you're in all sorts here. Let's wrap this up. We'll go to Stockton. We've got Grace on the line. Morning, Grace.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, tell us, what's the superior way to cut your sandwich? Triangles or rectangles?
Sorry, but it's got to be a triangle. I can practically do it blindfolded.
Yeah, come on. How good's that? Triangles all the way.
I can't believe this. Nobody believes in science. What's this world coming to?
And you know what? Grace, for supporting me out, I'm going to send her off to the Family Fun Fest.
Oh, there we
at
go.
At Nobby's Beach. You'll enjoy that,
Winter
of course.
Fun Fest. It's on now until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. Get your tickets now or win them with us.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And it is a feel-good Friday, and Stephen, we've got a little bit of a treat, don't we?
Oh, of course we do. We've got, right, you ready? Are you ready, Crevo?
I am.
We've got $100 worth of free meat, thanks to our friends at Singo's, of course. Ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly special at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. $100 worth of free meat coming into your weekend.
Would be very, very handy. A lot of families would be into that, right?
Well, that's it. And like, it's meant to be sunshine right across the Hunter this weekend.
Fire the barbie.
For a barbecue. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
23, 24 degrees, like it's meant to be this weekend, sunshine.
Lovely.
But that's in that real sweet spot, isn't it?
What would you be grilling if you did your own barbecue?
$100 worth of free meat. Got to get some nice steak, I think. Hey, I don't treat myself to steak often enough, I don't think.
Maybe some lamb chops. I do love a lamb chop.
That would be very nice.
Something delicious about it.
Or if you've got a smoker. Oh,
yeah.
Brisket. Good weekend to put a brisket on, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
4967405 anyway. We need someone on the air to play Would I Lie to You for $100 worth of free meat. Thanks to my friends, like we said, at Singo's.
If you haven't heard how this works, we both have an object in our hands. One of us, though, is telling the truth, and the other is just making it up. Your job is to find out who is telling the truth. So if you fancy yourself pretty good at sort of telling when somebody's lying to you, this is your chance to use that skill to win free meat. 4967-4105. We need one human lie detector on the air next here at New FM.
What's the goss on the way, of course? What's coming up, producer Scott?
Mate, a bit of politics involved in this one. Tinseltown is in all sorts today. There's big things happening in the world of celebrities, particularly to do with actors going on strike. We'll talk about it next.
Excellent. Okay.
That we will now, though.
The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you?
Yeah, now this is where we basically, both of us, Stephen and I, claim to have an object in front of us. Only one of us, though, is telling the truth. It's your job to figure out who is telling the truth, right? So, both of us, like I said, are going to be claiming to have something. Only one is the real item. One is just made up. It's a pure lie.
Of course, up for grabs today as well. $100 worth of free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. $100 worth of free meat coming into your weekend.
And the meat is so good there. If you haven't tried it, worth a taste. Or win it for free with us.
Cost of living through the roof as well. Mm. That's the most expensive part of your shop normally. Freeze it up, that'll last you a couple of weeks. Happy days.
Indeed, indeed. All right, let's go to our human lie detector this morning. We've got Jane in Mount Hutton. How are you?
Hello, good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, do you consider yourself pretty good at telling when somebody's telling you the truth or someone's lying?
I hope so.
Okay, all right. Well, who would you like to go first?
Stephen.
All right. What, trying to pick out the weak link or something, are you? Okay, so on the weekend, I played footy for, obviously, the mighty Cardiff Hawks. We're playing at Warners Bay against Warners Bay, and they were doing a little, like, ceremony, of course, for NAIDOC Week, which was last week. So part of the festivities, University of Newcastle were there with a stall, and they were giving away stuff like lanyards, socks, stubby holders, all that good stuff. Plus a drink bottle, which I'm holding in front of me now, which I picked up from the University of Newcastle. So it's this, like, it's probably like 500 mil, 600 mil-ish. It's got the University of Newcastle Australia logo on it with, like, the horse and the riding, of course. And on the other side, they've got the Wallatooka Institute with the, like, Indigenous flag. So that must be for NAIDOC Week, of course.
All right, so that's apparent item number one. Now, Jane, I will just get you to think about this for a second, right? Mm-hmm. What bottle doesn't have the size printed on it, right? He's like, oh, 500, maybe it's 600. Sounds made up,
it just
right?
doesn't have it on it.
Okay, we'll move on. It's my turn now anyway. So what I've got in front of me, Jane, is do you remember a game called Grip Ball?
No.
It's basically like these two Velcro things that strap onto your hands, and then you throw a tennis ball in between them, and then you sort of catch. You know the one, right?
Yeah.
It's often like pink and green, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I've got. So the brand is Blue Ball. So sometimes it can be very frustrating when you get the old blue ball situation. But I'll just sort of pull the ball off the Velcro here. Have a listen to this. Ready? Hang on. I'll pull the music down so you can hear it properly. There we go. So I've got that here. I've got the blue ball branded grip ball game.
He's got Nesky in front of him. He's got Nesky. That's a joke. Think about it. Crevo's like 40 with no kids. What's he doing with grip ball?
Like a little, what do you call it? A set from the shop. They sell in the shop.
Oh, yeah, you picked that up as an antique, did you?
No, it's not always antiques. We have, like, stuff for the kids as well. So, yeah, I've got the little grip ball set here. And, yeah, it's, if you want to come into Crevo's on Clyde Street, you can buy it. I'll probably sell it, like, $10 after the show. So, yeah, that's what I've got. Now, first of all, let's see if you got any questions, first of all, for Stephen.
No.
About his fake water bottle.
It's not fake. It's real.
All right. What about, have you got any questions for me?
No.
All right.
Oh, pretty confident from the cell. All right. Well, who do you think... Am I asking who's lying?
No, who's telling the truth?
Okay, who do you think's telling the truth,
who's
Jake?
Got the real item?
Stephen.
You can hear the water. And congratulations, you've got it.
Well done, Jay. Congratulations. $100 worth of free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's, of course. Lowest
so
prices
confident.
And the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow, sorry, and enjoy the benefits. Didn't even need any questions, Jane. You just knew.
No.
Do you seen a few liars in your time, Jane?
I have.
Yeah, that's how you knew.
Cheeky Creevo as well, trying to throw you. Oh, who doesn't have the measurement on it? Doesn't have the measurement on it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, you're the loser this week. Jane's the winner, of course.
The real
congratulations.
Winner.
And we'll be back next week, of course.
If you consider yourself good at, I guess, detecting the truth, this is your opportunity.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
All right, talks is striking and stuff. What's going on, Scott? Hit us with it.
Yeah, Tinsel Towns and all sorts this morning, gents. The Screen Actors Guild, they've been in communications and in talks with all the big companies. I'm talking Disney, I'm talking Netflix, all the big production networks about, like, fair pay and what job security when it comes to artificial intelligence, residual pay, which is like royalties, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And they haven't reached an agreement. So there's been a strike that's been going on, the writer's strike, for the past 11 weeks. They've been picket lining out the front.
Yep.
And then as of last night, it's been voted the actors are joining the picket strike. And the first casualty, I guess, was the Oppenheimer film premiere over in the UK, where the stars of the show, Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, Cillian Murphy and Florence Pugh, all just vanished from the premiere.
Well, they were there and then they just left.
Yep, that was it. They just left. Apparently, it was pushed forward. They pushed forward the opening as much as they could to the point where it was like, once it's cold, we're out of here. We're going to write our picket signs and get out of here because they're in support of the writers and it's really going to put Tinseltown on the brakes. The stoppage is happening big time. First time in 60-odd years that the actors and the writers are striking together.
Yeah, this is huge.
Seems like the worst time to strike as well because... AI is going to take their job. They're worried about AI, but they're like...
Great point.
All the companies like, what do we need you for? You know, we've got all this AI technology.
Why would you get... Like, say you're a writer, right, for a show. Why would you push the executives to test the technology now?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Keep writing as long as you can and keep the paychecks running in. And, you know, if you get fired eventually, you know, at least you had a few bit of money coming in.
It's really strange how it works. And again, it's all American terminology and law. So it does get a bit confusing. But I do believe, like with Ryan Reynolds' new movie, Deadpool 3, because of the writer's strike, there's something in the contract that he's not allowed to improvise lines because the writers are on strike. So even though AI can come in, there is still an element of job security there. But
no, there isn't.
It's a whole thing, and basically they're on a bit of a shutdown. Who knows exactly how long this is going to go for. The double strike is going to be underway as of Friday morning their time. So watch this space. Could be dirty.
Oh, well, I hope Matt Damon and Emily Blunt get their paycheck.
Jeez, they really need it.
Pretty
they?
Expensive to insure your Lamborghini, I'm sure.
What a joke. Ridiculous stuff. And thanks for that, Scott. And it will be interesting to see how that whole AI writers situation.
Yeah, well, the writer's strike's been going on for ages now, hasn't it? Months
and
months.
On and off. That's right.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our new FM. Knights
here. Prevo, exciting. Prime time tonight. McDonald Jones Stadium. Knights. I'm penciling in for a win against the Tigers. Big game.
Yeah.
Hopefully a big crowd.
You've been calling this all week for an easy win, and I think you're right.
I'm an optimistic Knights fan, which is always the most dangerous. But I reckon...
We got this.
They're a sniff tonight. A big crowd means we need someone super capable to be the new FM Knights kid and run the ball out. A lot of pressure with a lot of people out there, but I think we've found the perfect candidate. We've got Caleb on the line. Hey, Caleb, how are you?
Good.
Very excited for the game tonight, are you?
Yes.
Are you a big, big Knights fan?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what we love to hear. I've heard as well, little birdies told me, that perhaps, mate, today is your birthday. Is that right?
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, I'm sure on the top of your wish list is, of course, a Knights win. Fingers crossed they can, you know, get that done for you. And this will be a birthday you'll never forget. You get to tell all your mates. How cool is this?
Good.
Yeah, so you're going to be our next new FM Knights kid. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
We absolutely love it. It's super easy as well. If you want to get involved, do just as Kayla's mum's done, Jessica. Get him registered on newfm.com.au. How easy was it, Jessica?
It was, yeah, really easy. Just popped in a few details and clicked the submit and yeah, it was in the draw.
Job's done.
And then the family gets a few tickets as well. Everyone kicks a goal. So, of course, if you want to be the next UFM Knights kid, head to newfm.com.au, register there, and calm the Knights tonight.
Come on. And we're here at the end of the school holidays. A lot of parents will be happy about that whole situation now.
Yeah, they get to start their breakdown. They're celebrating. They get to palm the kids back off for a couple of hours during the day.
That's right. But as we get to the end, you start to prepare everything for them to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through, like, oh, where's the bags? All that stuff that's just been tossed in the cupboard on day one.
Yep.
And undoubtedly, some parents will find, in and amongst it, oh, they've left a bit of food in the bag.
Oh.
Which is an absolute nightmare.
Yuck.
Because after a couple of weeks, if you've left a banana in there or something, it goes black, it starts to stink, and there's a special smell of rotting food in a school bag that you never forget, isn't there?
You almost never get it out. Like, if it's an apple, for example, it starts to, like, almost go mushy.
Well, the moisture
and then that
out,
liquid seeps its way into the fabric of the bag, or, you know, mouldy sandwiches. Oh, yuck. But it's not just exclusive to the school bag.
No.
Either. Like,
well, some kids as well, if they don't like certain foods, they'll hide it.
That's it. They'll chuck it. They'll stash it, like, under the pillow or in a cupboard somewhere, in the undies drawer.
A drawer. That's often one.
A sandwich that's sitting there for weeks and weeks. You're thinking, what stinks and why is there so many ants down this end of the house?
Well, you've got their kids at home for an extra meal a day. So sometimes at lunch, they're going to be getting into something that they don't like, or maybe it's dinner and they just pop it away and hide it.
Famously, my brother, well, I say famously in the Jones household,
right.
My brother once flushed an apple, a whole apple. He was real little.
Oh, no.
But we had to call in a plumber. It was a big fiasco just because he didn't want to eat his fruit, you know?
Happens sometimes, and that's what we want to do here. 4967-4105. Do you have a kid that's either left something food-wise in a bag or hidden it away? Because these are the stories we're after. Because they often, after a while, when you finally discover it, gross, right?
Yeah, and more to the point, we want to know what they've hidden.
That's
and how bad, how long it was there for, how stinky it was, the damage it caused.
This is your chance to vent. 4967-4105.
And, of course, you can exchange your pain for a family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on this school holiday. So one weekend to go at Nobby's Beach. You want to get there, plus the ride tokens up for grabs there as well.
Which is fantastic, because the rides, that'll cost you a bit, but if you got the free tokens, you're good as gold.
That's where they sting you. Plus, of course, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including drinks, on arrival to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21, featuring producer Scott, as we've learnt today, which is very fun. As so, one of the, I guess, the dancers at the show.
If you want to see producer Scott with his rig out, just vent with your story here. Do you live with a kid who's hidden some food or left it in a bag or something? We'll get your stories on the air next.
And, of course, this morning we're trading family pass the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on this school holiday. So only through till Sunday now,
yeah,
at Nobby's Beach, plus your plus the ride tokens for that as well.
Yeah.
For your stories about the food hider in your house.
Yeah, because everyone at some point has had, like with the kids, they hide something in the drawer, behind the bed, behind the sofa, that sort of thing, or they leave something in the school bag. You know, a bit of food gets left behind.
So if there was a particularly bad one that just stunk out the house, had to throw out the bag, perhaps 4967-4105, trade that story, like we said, for the family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest.
Now, Now, Christy's got in touch on Instagram and said, I found a Vegemite and cheese sandwich yesterday which had every colour of green on the mould.
Ah, yuck.
That's
yuck,
obviously
yuck.
Been there about 2 weeks now since the school
holidays. Well, since school holidays started, exactly. Probably, yeah. Maybe even longer.
Indeed. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, of course. 4967405 is that magic number. We'll head to Borgal. We've got Adonis on the line. Hey, Adonis.
Everything good? How you feeling this morning?
Man, feel good really? Friday. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm always good. I'm about to get out on the water and tear the water off with my boat and enjoy the weekend, player.
Nice. Oh, that's what we love to hear. Now tell us, what's this story you got of a food hider in your house?
My son, Arminius, my little man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He likes to, when he's sneaking in his little candies, and he'll end up taking little sandwiches with Nutella. And if I'm coming, because I tell him don't eat too much sugar, I end up hiding, he'll hide it under the couch. And then when I'm sweeping and cleaning up, a month later, 2 months later, I find Nutella sandwiches bitten down.
Oh, no.
I wonder myself, how the hell do you get Nutella dried up and hard like this? And I look at him, he look like, oh, it wasn't me. I said, and then I give him that daddy face. No. I give him that daddy face that my father used to give me. I'm like, hey, who put this here? And he goes, oh, it was me, Daddy. I said, I thought you didn't know who put it there.
Yeah, who should it be?
Yeah,
exactly.
He knows. Once you give him that look, they crumble, don't they?
They certainly do. To Toronto next. Hey, Shaz.
Hey, Garland. How are you?
Very good. Have you had a food hider before?
Well, my grandson, Marcus, I bought him a bag of marshmallows. He loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided he'd sleep under the lounge. And I just went to vacuum because they've gone home. And I've got a pile of marshmallows all stuck to my carpet.
Ah, nice little present for you to deal with, hey?
A little surprise.
Oh, there you go.
Indeed.
They're causing havoc, these children.
I know. School holidays, luckily, as you said, coming to an end.
Get them back to school, I reckon. Good riddance.
Let the teachers deal with them. That's their responsibility.
Absolutely. Anyway, that's us done for the week, of course. I hope you have a great final weekend of school holidays.
Indeed.
We'll chat to you Monday. But before we go...
Yeah.
All week we've been putting people in the draw for this girls' night out at the Sydney Hotshots, of course, at Mayfield Hotel next Friday, basically this time next week.
And featuring producer Scott, who'll be getting his rig out.
So yeah, entertaining, dancing for you.
That's all that stuff. So if you thought, oh, I wonder what producer Scott looks like, this is your chance. You can see him in the flesh by going along to this.
Now, should we reveal who we've drawn as our winner of this competition?
Let's do it right now.
All right, we're heading to Georgetown. Jackie, congratulations. You're going to the Hot Shots.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
No stress at all. Now, you've got, you know, yourself and three other tickets, a drink on arrival as well. Who's coming with? The girlfriends?
Yes. I had turned 50 in May and I never had a party. So it's a belated 50th birthday party.
How perfect is that? And as a special bonus, you get to see producer Scott in and amongst it as well, the male model.
Awesome.
It's winning on winning.
She
right
seems
there.
Less excited about Scott.
I know, she's like, the Hot Shots. Can I just have the professionals, please? That'll do me. Fair enough. We respect that. So that's us done for today. Have a great weekend, everyone. And we'll catch you on Monday.
We'll see you then.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.